For example, Mr. X carefully leans his walking stick against a wall, but it falls over. He tries again, and it falls a second time. Mr. X loudly shouts to the walking stick. How should we understand this function of language? It cannot be communication of ideas, for there is no one else in the room. Here we have one of the commonest uses of language, a means of getting rid of our nervous energy when we are under stress. It is the clearest case of what is often called an emotive or expressive function of language. This kind of language can be used whether we are alone or not.